Lisa Lanier's on the phone. You know what I'm talking about. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm so glad that my kids are not into rap. That is so scary.
Oh, yeah. My son. Oh, he's loving rap. Man,
and you need Biggie around to consult about and interpret and translate all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I own a trap house.
He may need your services at some point, Lisa. Right, right now, everything's
you
okay.
Think this job pays well.
The trap house is going very, very well. Let's talk about beer. Here's something legal that we all enjoy. Beer, Beck's specifically, made in the United States, but the fans of Beck's beer could get a payout because of a class action lawsuit. If you bought bottles or cans at any retail outlet between 2011 and June of this year, you could get up to $12. They've ruled this because apparently in their marketing on their cans and such, it appeared as if it was brewed in Germany. It's really brewed in the United States. This is the third or fourth time we've talked about stuff like this, where they try to get away with making it seem like it's a German beer when it's not. What did they put on here? German quality, isn't that right, what they did with this?
Yeah, they made some pretty overt references in their advertising to make it seem that the product was actually manufactured in Germany and imported into the United States.
Yeah.
And they would place it in import categories and that sort of thing. And it was pretty overt. It was pretty much a slam dunk under this Florida consumer protection law that they were sued under. And so they've settled it out accordingly. You can actually, if you can actually show a proof of purchase, you can actually get $50.
$50?
The $12 is just for, all you have to do is go on, and there's a site for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just Google Beck's beer settlement, and you'll go right to the site, and it's easy. And all you have to do is say, "Hey, I bought it," and you get the $12.
Wait a minute.
Would a picture of me holding one of these on the beach count?
Yeah, is that worth 50? That's pretty good. So are you saying that if I just go to this site, just Google it, Beck's beer settlement, and go to that site and say I bought Beck's beer in that time, they'll give me $12? Lisa. Lisa, are you there? Oh, she's gone. She just left us. She's just gone.
Wow, so no, I'm here.
Oh, there she is. There she is.
Sorry, we lost you.
My problem, yeah.
Good Lord. But is
you
that,
fell asleep. Don't lie. I fall asleep, too.
She nodded off.
Do you need some water,
sorry,
Madam
no,
Secretary?
I was on my computer Googling. So
oh, okay. Oh, okay. So it's $12. So if I just go on there and say I bought Beck's in that time, they'll give me $12.
Yeah, that's it. Very simple. And if you can show you actually have a receipt or proof of purchase, you get $50.
Well, might as well do it. Why not? It's just free $12 there for you. The next case is also against this is a huge company suing people. It's Amazon. The retailers, Amazon, is suing people who charge $5 for fake reviews. Apparently, this is a thing. Amazon says that fake reviewers run a scheme through a site called Fiverr, Fiverr, and what they do is put up fake Amazon accounts and IP addresses in order to pepper the site with fake reviews, and they're paid $5 they're charging $5 for these fake reviews that are bad. So they're getting paid, I guess, by the competitors of the brands that are on Amazon. So Amazon is suing them. What exactly is going on here? Is Amazon going to win, Lisa?
Amazon's point is they're trying to shut these folks down, and there are tons of these sites, actually, mm-hmm. and most of them are to give positive reviews. Like the Fiverr site is you if you're a seller on Amazon,
right.
You're going to be much more successful if you have all these five-star reviews.
Right.
And so you pay this Fiverr company to write these five-star amazing reviews for you. Wow. So Amazon, they want to keep it all fair,
mm-hmm.
and they're really pissed off that these people are doing this, so they are going after these people. And there's another company that is called BuyAmazonReviews.com. Mm-hmm. They've gone after them, and they have several good bases for winning, and it's a violation of their terms of service. It's unfair and deceptive trade practices, and I don't think Amazon really cares anything about winning damages from these people, but they've filed for what's called injunctive relief, which is just to put a stop to it.
They want them gone, and they'll probably succeed. I get it now. Fiverr, write a five-star review for a product, and they're charging you to do it. Amazon just wants it gone. That does seem unfair. That doesn't seem right. You know, the review should be legitimate.
Well, Kelly, you and Biggie and your families are big Amazon users. Do you use reviews on there?
I do. Yeah, I like.
I will actually read through the reviews.
Me too. Anytime I buy anything online, I always read the reviews. and most of them are really good. Usually, I find a lot of five-star reviews for these items. Oh,
now look at you.
Look what's happening.
You're fivered.
I've been duped. I've been fivered, perhaps. I mean, usually what I get is...
Maybe so.
You know, if I see something like for a book or something like that, it'll get 100... If there's 200 reviews, 150 of them will be five-star, a few in the middle, and then like five that are awful. I hated it. You know, one-star reviews. And so I always... basically, the reviews always sway me to buy it. So I can see where this company is doing this, Fiverr. But it looks like it's going to be going away. Here's a... the third story here is about a woman named Erin Andrews. You may know her. She was a reporter for ESPN in 2008 when she was at the Nashville Marriott Hotel. I thought this case had already been settled. She had a peeping Tom, and she sued the Marriott in 2011 because they told her that the stalker, they actually told the stalker that she was there at the hotel. So she sued them in 2008. She also sued the stalker, who was sentenced to 30 months in prison, pled guilty in 2009. Now she's filed court papers seeking $75 million because of the peeping Tom.
From whom?
Is she going after the hotel again, Lisa? Is that what she's wanting?
Yeah, she's going after Marriott, and I think this is that same lawsuit against... I think what happened was she's actually sued several hotels because this guy stalked her from hotel to hotel to hotel.
Right.
And several hotels gave her private information to him, but then... And I guess now she's a co-host of Dancing with the Stars, and she travels a lot. And so they gave this one guy, who is apparently, he's a pretty aggressive, I think, sex offender type. And they gave him this private information at several hotels, but the worst of it, and so she's actually filed several lawsuits, but the worst of it happened at the Marriott, because there, they actually, you know, put him in the room right next to her.
Yeah, they did.
Told him exactly where she was, and he took a little... cell phone, some kind of little adapter thing, was able to put it in the peephole and take really, apparently really clear footage of her naked in her hotel room.
Yes, he did.
And he posted it on the internet.
Do you think that she's going to get $75 million? It almost seems like she deserves a huge payout like that after this happened to her.
I think they'll settle with her, and it'll probably be a pretty tidy sum, but I don't think it'll be $75
million. Right.
You know, it's just, that seems way out there. But I mean, it was pretty... It's pretty clear that hotels have a duty to keep your information private, that they were negligent here.
Yeah.
And they pretty much had to know that this guy was up to no good. I mean, it was pretty flagrant for this weirdo to be coming in saying, hey, I want to know this woman's here. And she's, you know, she's a nice-looking person and, you know, very famous person from Dancing with the Stars or whatever. It just seems like it was pretty obvious that they were helping him stalk her.
Yeah, but did he pose as an ESPN employee and say, I need to be right next to Erin Andrews? For some reason,
I'm
thinking that he did that. You know, like, I'm a photographer or I'm a cameraman with ESPN.
I hadn't heard that. None of the stories I read said that, but I'm sure he told them something,
yeah.
You know, something bizarre, some story he made up. But still, they can't give out a celebrity's information like that, and they know that.
Yeah, I don't know why it was done. I mean, that seems really crazy. It seems like you'd be able to trust them not to do that. I mean, they usually protect that at all costs, you know, mm-hmm. You'd think. But anyway, with her, they put him right next to her, as you said, and now she wants $75 million. And you're right, she's become more famous. She's gone on to Fox Sports, and she's the co-host.
She'll be covering the World Series.
That's right, yeah. And she's co-host.
If you're Erin Andrews, would you stay at a Marriott again, or would you take your business elsewhere if you could, like to Hilton?
I think I'd go somewhere else. You know, I'd want to punish them for
that.
In fact, I would play the card as I would say I'm too traumatized to even stay in a hotel room now. I mean, what can I? I mean,
In a hotel room.
I am so traumatized now. Because of this stuff.
You'll have to buy an RV or something.
Yeah, exactly. I go RVing.
Her own bus.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lisa, thank you very much. That's what you do, isn't it, Lisa? Surely you can't stay in a hotel as famous as you are.
Oh, yeah. I'm in an RV. You know it.
There's no way you can. Lisa Lanier is our official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris show. You can find her online, LanierLawGroup.com. She's president there. Thank you very much, Lisa. As always, we appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
She's available again, LanierLawGroup.com.